You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Thank you. That is a beautiful new track called L2K from Aroha, who is in the studio. Morena.
Morena.
How are you?
I'm really good. I'm kind of buzzed out being back at BFM. This is my first time being back here for 11 years because I used to work here.
Oh my goodness. Wow, that's a long time.
I know. I calculated it yesterday. I was like, how long has it been? And yeah, like walking into reception, I'm like, wow, there's a wall there. And like, what's going on?
And then you come around the corner and you're like, oh, not much else has changed.
Honestly, it's just really nice, warm, fuzzy feelings I'm feeling at the moment.
So. Oh, well, it's lovely to have you back up here. We've already got some lovely texts in as well. Somebody says, happy birthday. Happy
Thank
birthday
you.
For today. Someone says, happy birthday, Aroha, you absolute babe, and wahine toa. Congrats on your album release. I am fizzing to hear it.
Oh, thanks very much. I mean, it's an EP, so I mean, I'd love it to be an album, but, you know, just baby steps.
Yeah, exactly. You've got to take it as it comes. And it is beautiful. It is beautiful. And it was created over this weird year.
Yeah.
This strange lockdown year. And you've just come back from Melbourne.
I have, yeah.
So what's it been like? What was going on for you when you were making these tracks? Because it must be such a bizarre time to be trying to think through music.
Yeah, totally. Well, I mean, it is my first release. I have been kind of chipping away at trying to get better at producing and over, you know, like for like maybe 4 years, but I've never released anything and I've never really liked anything that I've made. And then this year, I guess I have a really busy job. I work for Ableton, so I travel quite a lot. And I just never really have the time to sit down and just focus on, you know, my own personal projects. So
yeah,
in many ways, this year was like great. I mean, it was a horrible situation we were all going through, but I actually had the time to really focus.
Yeah.
But I guess like you probably can't hear it in the songs, but these songs are very personal to me. L2K, that one that we just listened to, is about like the joy of being and like the excitement and the overexcitement, like kind of pushing the boat a bit too far, of being reunited with friends after a long time of being in solitude.
Yeah.
And then the next song, which we'll listen to, No More Jenga, which is the title track of the EP.
Yeah.
That's actually really about like just been lots of confusion and like authorities making and changing rules and then like changing them and everyone being very confused and not knowing what the rules were and just the confusion that surrounded that and like trying to hold together your mental health.
Hard out.
Like if you think about Jenga blocks and you know you poke a brick and it, you know it could you know send the whole tower tumbling over. So that's kind of where my head was at. But there's also little references in there, there was a headline that I saw in the New York Times, I think, which said no more Jenga, no more amen, which is basically like, you can't play games and you can't pray.
Yeah.
So there's all these little references in there to, the terms in there, like Jenga and amen.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think that's such a great metaphor for the whole kind of way I think probably everybody has experienced to a certain extent this strangeness of this pandemic, because you know, so many of the things I think we've realised over this year as a music community that matter is that community part of it. You know, being able to see your friends and see live music and even just, you know, experience those things with other people in a room or at a festival. Having that taken away makes you suddenly very conscious of what we take for granted every day.
100%. I mean, I'm sure people are probably sick of talking about the pandemic, but it was quite different over in Melbourne. You know, like we were really locked down for ages, like 4.5 months, I think, like after the first lockdown. Our second lockdown was just
so long.
Yeah, relentless. But, you know, some really good things came out of that as well. I mean, for me, I'm in a very fortunate position in that I have a job, which I can continue to do. But I know a lot of my friends really struggled and had to move back to New Zealand, for example, because there was just no support for them. So a lot of them turned to making music.
Yeah, yeah, that's so true. And I mean, in some ways, that's a nice thing to come out of this. It gives you this time and the space to focus on things you might not have had that energy or space to do before. What have been some of the things, I guess, I mean, you've been in the music game for such a long time. What are some of the things you see as like influences on your sound or on your making process?
I mean, I listen to like a really diverse range of music. And I think, you know, I went to George FM and, you know, I was there for quite a long time. And, that started to become quite commercial. And when I left there, I felt there was a lot of pressure on me to make particular types of music. Which almost stopped me from putting anything out because I just didn't want all the expectation. But I think what I've filtered into kind of what I'm making now is a real combination of those sort of influences. Artists that I really look up to are people like Addison Groove, Jamie XX, Joy Orbison, Pearson Sound, Iconica. They're all kind of UK artists.
Yeah.
But an ambition of mine is that I want to incorporate te reo Māori into my music eventually. I think there's like a real place for it in international music, and I think it will be a point of difference. So bear with me, I'll get better.
Well, it's a pretty amazing place to start if we're expecting, you know, it to even climb, and I'm sure it will as well. These are beautiful tracks, and they do have that, I think that one that we just listened to, as you said, has got that quiet joy to it, which I really like, and I think it does sum up that feeling of, you know, when you can finally see people you haven't seen for ages, and it is a little bit overwhelming, and it is a little bit scary, but it's also just wonderful, and all those things that you've missed, you suddenly are able to, you know,
totally
physically hold again, which is a big thing this year.
I mean, tonight's going to be a bit hard out for me because it's my birthday and I've got lots of things I'm doing for the release, and I've got all this attention on me, and I'm like, this is cool, I'm a Sagittarius, I can deal with it. But I'm also having a party, like a release party at Fitzroy Ponsonby. So yeah, it's going to be my first time DJing in front of people. I'm going to have lots of people around me, so hopefully I'll be okay.
It will be good. Everyone just send positive vibes.
I'm going to get some rescue remedy.
I think that's a good plan. Very good plan. So what time does that kick off tonight?
7:30, so it's a nice early one.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, and you'll have the sunshine coming in. It'll be great.
So Dylan C is playing from 7:30 to 9, and then I'm playing from 9 to 10:30, and then Watson is playing from 10:30 to 12.
Fantastic. Aroha, if people want to go and get this EP, where's the best place?
There's many places. I mean, it is Bandcamp Friday.
Hard out.
Because money's nice. But you can also stream it on Spotify, it's Apple Music, it's on iTunes, it's on Bandcamp, I said that, didn't I? I think it's on Beatport, SoundCloud.
Awesome.
YouTube, it's everywhere.
All the good places then. And yeah, Bandcamp Friday, I think, kicks off 9 p.m. New Zealand time tonight.
That's right.
Till 9 p.m. tomorrow. 100% of your money you spend goes directly to the artist, so get that list of all your favourite local releases you've been enjoying out and go and spend up big, I reckon.
Or do you know, just stream it, because that's good too.
That also works as well. Aroha, we're going to play No More Jenga, which is the title track, and as you said, kind of has these themes of, looking after your mental health or holding it together a little bit as well. Anything else you want to mention about this song or about the EP in general?
I just really hope you like it. And if you do like it, just share it with people, because it's my first time and, I'm just finding my way through this, and I just, really appreciate everyone's support.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you back up at the B after a long time.
Oh, my God, it's cool.
Please come back
to be
more.
Back. Thank you.
This is No More Jenga by Aroha. Thank you so much and happy birthday.
Thank you.
I got 11 rules originally, but then I'm you say things, for example, the player is permitted to poke and touch any number of bricks before selecting the one he wishes to remove.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.